The raiders had to be close, because no one had unlocked her compartment yet. The shriek stiffened her. Brandy, that would be. They had all joked that she had a scream that would slice steel plates. Hazel clambered up, clumsy in the suit, and tried to unlock the hatch. She had to stop them. She had to protect the child. She had the lock undone when the hatch was yanked out of her grip, and two big men grabbed her, one for each arm, and pulled her out of the compartment. Hazel could see Brandy kicking in the grip of another, who was trying to gag her with a length of cloth. Stassi was crying, more quietly, in the grip of another. The two little boys clung to Stinky, who looked as scared as she felt.
A girl, perverts.
The man holding Brandy had managed to tie the gag. He shoved her into Hazel's arms.
You take her and bring her along.
She held Brandy to her, trying to comfort the child. Stassi clung to one leg and Paolo to the other. Stinky carried Driss. The raiders pushed her along, back up toward the bridge. The first thing Hazel saw coming into the bridge was her dad's body in a pool of blood. She almost dropped Brandy, but the child clung to her, legs and arms fastened tight. There were other bodies, all people she knew. Barris the navigator, and Sig the cargo chief, and Stinky's mother, gagged and bound, but glaring furiously. All the women of the crew, she noted, were lying there in a row, bound and gagged. Captain Lund faced the bridge access, bound to his command seat, and all the armed men wearing the same uniform as the ones who had captured her. The leader turned to Captain Lund.
You lied to us, Captain. That wasn't very smart.
I wanted to save the children.
The leader smiled, a smile that made Hazel feel cold inside.
God saves the children by giving them to those who will bring them up in righteousness.
Captain Lund looked at Hazel, then at Stinky.
I'm sorry.
The leader slammed his weapon into Captain Lund's head.
You don't talk, old man. Nobody talks to our children but our family. And you're going to be really sorry that you lied.
He turned to his men.
Get going now. Let's check these heathen sluts out, see if any of them's worth bothering with.
Hazel lay in the compartment that had been the spare passenger cabin, trying to hug all the littles at once. Driss was still dozing, and she didn't know if that was the sedative or the lump on his head. Paolo wept silently. Stassi had her whole hand in her mouth, sucking furiously. Brandy was out cold. Hazel wanted to take the gag out of her mouth, but she was afraid of the man with the weapon who stood by the hatch. She was afraid of everything. She had to pretend not to be, because the littles needed her. She was the one person they knew, the one person who could make them feel safe, if anything could, after what they'd been through. How could you make someone feel safe if you didn't feel safe yourself? She still could not believe it was all real. The soreness in her own body was real, and the hunger, and the fear, but had she really seen all she remembered? The women who had been her aunts, her mentors, since her own mother died, all... She didn't even know the words for what had been done to them, except the killing at the end. And even poor Captain Lund... She had known him since she could remember. A gentleman, a kind man. And they had stuffed his mouth with the tongues of the women and then shot him at the last. Hazel stroked a child's back.
Easy. Shh, shh, shh.
She wouldn't think about it anymore. She would think only of the littles who needed her.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.